Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. But you think about this for low risk, high reward moves with these guys. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at the backups because Brendan Allen's not good enough as a backup quarterback. If Brock Purdy's going to have arm issues and shoulder issues, and I know that durability, because that's what we're talking about here with Brock Purdy now, moving forward. Can he stay healthy for 17 games a season?
What's the bigger concern for you? The body or the up and down play?
Well, I don't think he's been as up and down. I think he's had a solid season.
He has not looked good the last month.
He hasn't thrown deep the last month, which is surprising.
Oh, but also, are they correlated, I guess, then, is the question.
But everything has to work around you, right? We think about Tom Brady. I thought Tom Brady was washed his last year in New England. I was convinced he was done. Father Time knocked on the door, kicked down the door, and I was like, yeah, Brady's done. He's going to go to Tampa. It's going to be lousy. Tom Brady's done. But he was also throwing to Kimbrell Tompkins. I can't name another receiver on that Patriots team.
They had Jacoby Myers.
Okay.
As a rookie, an undrafted rookie. The only reason I know is because I watched every Patriot game because I had Tom Brady.
I mean, so Brock Purdy is throwing to Deebo Samuel, who can't get separation. Juwan Jennings is a very good receiver, but he's not gaining separation. He's not a downfield threat. And Ricky Pearsall's run 63 routes the last 3 games. It gotten 3 targets and no catches. So I don't know how good the receiving core is. So is that on Brock Purdy or is that on Shanahan and John Lynch on getting better wide receivers in here? I don't know these things. So what if he has just one explosive playmaker? Like when Brady went down to Tampa Bay, he had Mike Evans. He brought down Gronk. They bring in Antonio Brown and the rest is history.
No, I hear you. That's like for like excellence. But like I see a lot of quarterbacks around the league that, you know, for whatever reason, 1 week, 2 week, 3 week stretches, they don't have their top dogs. We saw Matt Stafford without Puka and Cooper Kupp. And although it wasn't beautiful in terms of a box score, the guy is a swashbuckler late in games, and he makes things happen. Brock's had moments like that when all the Avengers are out there and all the superstars, but you take a couple guys away, and that's the difference to me of can I carry this organization for quarters, stretches at times, and I need everything humming on the right point. And there's times where I don't know, man. I think he's really good. But when you make a commitment of $55, $65 million, like I have the same questions about Tua. I don't think Tua can do it. Well, you know, for long stretches without Waddle and Tyreek Hill and say, hey, get on my back. Let's do this.
You know what? When he's on the field, man, he is producing.
Tua?
No, I doubt. But he is producing at a high level.
But if it drops under 40 degrees, I have zero faith in him.
There's no doubt. But do you have faith in Brock Purdy under 40 degrees right now?
Right now, if it trickles a little bit of rain, it's like the over-under is 1.5 in terms of turnovers in the pocket.
Unbelievable.
So like that, to me, like there's a combination of the body that I'm like, I don't know. And then there's like, dude, you're getting a little turnover happy this year.
I'm wondering for the legal.
All right. Yeah. I was about to do illegal right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on a free Odyssey app. All right. Brian Baldinger is going to join us at 7:30. Brian Baldinger.
Crack.
We'll talk to Dr. Brian Feely from UCSF. He'll join us at 8:30.
Crack.
Talk about some of these injuries on the 49ers and should they be long-term concerns, short-term concerns. We'll get into that with Dr. Brian Feely for about 10 minutes at 8:30. Baldy at 7:30, like I just mentioned, he'll break down the Buffalo game and what to do moving forward. But I want to hear from Niner fans, 888-957-9570. One, do you still think the playoffs are a realistic possibility? And if you don't, how do you navigate the rest of the year? Do you start shutting down? And I'm not saying tanking, trying to lose on purpose, but Fred Warner does have a fractured ankle. Nick Bosa does have a hip and oblique injury. Trent Williams is dealing with an ankle and personal issues. Drake Greenlaw hasn't stepped on the field since rupturing his Achilles tendon in the Super Bowl. Do you play him knowing that he's an upcoming free agent? 888-957-9570. If you were the GM of the 49ers or the head coach of the 49ers, how would you navigate the next five games? The next five games are Chicago, the Rams, the Dolphins, the Lions, and the Cardinals. How would you navigate the next five games with this football team? How would you do it, Shasky?
It's case by case. So, Fred Warner, Fred, the last thing I want you to be is Patrick Willis. Like, if you have a fractured foot and you end up, or an ankle or whatever it is, and it ends up hurting you long term, like, I can ill afford to have my Hall of Fame level middle linebacker go into another season with an injured foot. Like, that's the last thing. I'm just so gun shy with what happened with Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman that I would say, like, if we can, I would shut Fred down. Fred has nothing to prove to me, right? I need Fred, especially at that position where I treat it kind of like the running back, where if I can reduce some of the wear and tear, I think you owe it to yourself. Nick Bosa. Nick needs to get the whatever oblique surgery or hip surgery or whatever the exact issue is on the side of his body. He needs to get that shored up because I need him 100% next year. And then I need to have a long look in the mirror with myself and with Nick Bosa. Like, hey, bro, are you going down your brother's path? Are you just going to be like hurt 1 week, play the next, hurt the next week after that? Like, what is going on? Can I rely on you? I'm dead serious. I think this is a serious question that I'm having right now with Bosa, which I didn't even see 2 years ago. And then you get to Brock Purdy, right? And to me, Brock Purdy is the more complicated one. On one level, I watched Jimmy Garoppolo earn his stripes with no weapons. Lewis Murphy as the number one, if you will, in a lost season and win five in a row and just basically inspire the fan base. And there's something to be said for that. But on the same level, when it comes to body and injury, if his shoulder is serious and it's affecting him and he has forearm or elbow or anything, and if there's connected and my doctors are concerned even in the slightest, as I watch this guy throw screen after screen after screen and can't throw spirals, like, there is a real conversation about shutting him down for the health of the kid and the health of the team and everything. And we'll worry about the contract when we worry about the contract.
That's interesting there. 650 Comcast Business Text Line. You know how I navigate? I talk about the Warriors. Well, they're on a four-game losing streak right now, and we will get into the Golden State Warriors. They have to win tonight. It's an Emirates NBA Cup game. We know that. You're all into the Cup game.
Well, the number one seed is at stake in the West for the NBA Cup.
Did you hear LeBron yesterday saying, I don't care about this tournament. The tournament makes no sense?
Of course.
As to being the first guy to pop champagne last year in Las Vegas? What a joke he is. You wanted him, not me. D in San Francisco. D, what's happening?
What's going on, Bonte and Shasky? How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, D?
What's up, man?
Hey, you guys need to let the fans know they need to relax. It's not that serious. The bottom line is, look at the big picture. The coach has lost all of his key coaching assistants over the last 5 years, and what we're seeing on the field is a direct impact of that. The reality of it is, the special teams is garbage because of coaching. The doggone defensive coordinators, he's gotten a terrible one this year because he went to the Super Bowl and he had to pick up who he could at the end, which was somebody on his staff. I think that everybody, this is overrated. The Niners are going to be back next year, back in the hunt for the Super Bowl. The reality, when we get all of our players back healthy, he gets a good coaching squad around him.
Key.
And as Shasky is far, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to cut you off, not to cut you off, but I wanted to ask you, who would you be interested in as a defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, some assistants here? You got any names in mind?
No names in mind. That's not my specialty. That's what them guys over there are supposed to be able to assess and find the right match for them. But I think the coaching staff and our entire staff over there is good enough to pick the right people. They just need to have the time in order to do it.